So good kirtan. I want to open a 5 kirtan like this everywhere. I want that good Nagar Sankirtan go like this kirtan. And it will inspire in all. I went to America, Houston, went to Los Angeles. You could not.
I asked them.
Oh, is that 10 from near? Rank, some lower rank, I saw. Sridhar Maharaj was there, Pujyapa Sridhar Maharaj. Pujyapa Swami Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj was there, and I became so inspired. We are in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, family. So I became so energetic there. I went in a Vaishnavananda, perhaps you can know Vaishnavananda in San Francisco.
Berkeley.
Pleasant Hill.
You have taken initiation from Gaur?
Yeah.
He has taken initiation from Tamakrishna Maharaj, but his Shiksha Guru is Swargovinda Maharaj.
Right. And Guru is so much more than...
And he just sucked all...
Oh,
no problem. I told him that you are real Krishna consciousness. Real Krishna consciousness. Never dishonor anyone, any devotee. Even a Kanishtha Adhikari. He had no control over Bhakti, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His door is open for all. His heart is open for all. I went everywhere, and all these seniors, those that left are not left, but they were like a waterless plant.
Dried up.
Something, very little. Life was there. But when they met us, they became more energetic. I told them, I will give you all the helps you are, but don't give up Swamiji and his teachings. So they become more.
My end there, they became green again.
I thought that my coming to Western countries is full successful. I felt that friends like Brajanath, friends like
Hoyasar
Prabhu. Like
Tirthakar
Prabhu.
Gyandas Prabhu.
Like Gyandas Prabhu. Like Buddha Prabhu. Like
Mithiladesh.
So many.
Nirgun Prabhu.
Nirgun Prabhu.
Rajendranandan.
Gopindapal.
Vaishnavananda.
So all the devotees are sincere, very sincere.
Kulasekhar.
You know Kulasekhar?
Yes.
All old. Very energetic he became.
Sai Maharaj is first European disciple. Sai Maharaj is first European disciple.
Yeah. No, Kirtanan.
No, European disciple.
It's all met. I cannot count, but I collected so many good, bona fide Vaishnava devotees, friends as well.
Sattaraj.
Very
good. Gopanandini.
Gopanandini.
Dayananda.
Also a very wonderful friend like Jagadish Maharaj. Bona fide Vaishnava. He did not care anything. He met me so much and he honored so much.
Tripurari Maharaj, Nisimha Maharaj,
all. So I became so much. Here I am seeing so many devotees and become so energetic. I think that At first I thinking that next year I should not come off. But now I'm saying,
no.
Oh, I must come for next year.
Otherwise we kick you here. Not next year, this year again. Next year.
I like all this. I think that Swami is blessing you all. He is inspiring in your hearts and minds. Actually, he is so glad to see you. I have not come, but he has dragged me with my... Oh, come on, why you will not come? See what wonderful I have done. Yes, sir. See? Look. So I came. And I became so much glad to you. That's indeed Swamiji. In a very short time, he has done Virato. Thousands and thousands of devotees, very pure devotees. But some have been neglected. Some ones, they may have something.
Fault.
But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan. Jagannath is Patit Pavan, you know, Jagannath?
Yes, Nityananda.
Patit Pavan means?
Savior of all souls.
Yes. So we should also be like that. Anyhow, they want any help. We should help them. We should not control them by power, but we should help them in praying, loving them, giving them affection, love. Like this we should. Has Sir Prabhu has helped me so much. Being here, but he got me inspiration there in America, everywhere.
By his newsletter.
I was receiving his letters and
newsletters.
All these things. So much. So I become so much energetic by your blessing. Your blessing. I cannot repay you. I want that you should help me in this way for heaven. And also to all the devotees. When I heard that he managed to have kirtan every Sunday or every seventh day or I become so you should continue all these things. You should continue. I request all the devotees to meet in 7 days or 15 days anywhere where set up and continue all these things like Swamiji has trained you. Same training, same thing, same teaching, same thing. It may be that his words were, because he was so learned person, I am not learned. So there may be the difference of some words, because I have no equivalent then. But the teachings are the same. So we should go on. Don't stay in vain. Now I'm telling something about Ratha Yatra, chariot festival. Can you speak something? Two words?
May you speak something?
Yes. Something?
About?
Anything.
That's all. At the moment I can only say that I feel such love for my Shiksha Guru that it is very difficult to speak. But as you are ordering me, my tongue has to move. What especially comes to the surface now is the Holy Name, because I feel you are so much one with it and you are bestowing it so liberally to us all, that I can say a little more than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Krishna. I first saw the photos of all gurus in your home and
Tirthakar Prabhu's.
When I saw all the
gurus
one had in this receptacle, Puri Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada,
Siddhartha Maharaj,
all I saw there, I became so glad. Bestowed on all honor like this for all this life plate achas. If he give one even from that, you will have to cut the line and nothing will come. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But
if we leave out any one of our acharyas, then we will not be able to make any progress.
Because this is coming from this cyclic order. From Brahma, from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, and from up to our Gurudev or Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So if any flower, if any moti means pearl will be cut out, then whole garland will be scattered here and there. And that light will not come. Some want that we should be separate from that disciplic line. But they cannot do.
Then Puri,
because all the garland will be ruined.
Then America te chilen Puri Maharaj ashirbad pathiyechilen phoner madhyome apnake.
When I was in America, Pujyapad Puri Maharaj,
Bhakti Pramod
Puri Maharaj, he has sent me so good
blessings.
And I'm so much pleased, go on doing all these situations. Some devotees went from ISKCON to
Puri Maharaj in Mayapur.
They went there and asked him that Narayan Maharaj is saying some different lines and teachings. He is telling that Jiva has never fallen from Golok Vrindavan. But he is telling that Jiva has not come from Golok Vrindavan. They have come from Tatasa Shakti, from Narayan. Narayan, you know?
Yes.
Who Narayan?
Karnabji
Sai. Those who go there by so much practice in Bhakti Yoga, Gita has told for them, Jadgatva nanivartante taddham paramam mama. Those who goes there, forever he does not comes here. He cannot fall, because there is no maya. There is only yoga maya. So he has no chance to return to this, fall to this world. Puri Maharaj told you, Narayan Maharaj told Sopthana fight in our disciples, achas all this siddhanta from Jiva Goswami. He knows better. He knows so much better. He is in Siddhanta, he is so strong. He cannot do any mistake. Then they return. There are also arising some questions, but I think that these are not wrong and these are not true. So anyhow, our preaching is so good. I want to help each devotee who is related to Swamiji. Anyhow, by disciples, bar disciples, I want to help them. I'm not going to make any money or any disciple taking anything. So, anyhow, our preaching is so good. Now I'm coming to our chariot festival. In the very beginning, Satyayuga, very beginning, Brahma has created this world, and in the beginning, there was a king named Indradyumna. He was so pious, he was so God believer. His ministers and all were devotees. One day he was sitting in his council. Two Vaishnavas came. He told that, "From where you have come?" They told that, "We have come from Neel Madhav." Neel Madhav is the very beautiful deity in whole world. And he is so merciful that anyone who goes there and takes darshan of Neel Madhav, he at once goes to Vaikuntha. He is like a sky color, so beautiful. And that is why his name is Neel Madhav. Madhav means Ma Bhava. Bhava means husband. Ma means mother. Lakshmi. Lakshmi is husband. He is Madhav. You know that Srimati Radhika is Lakshmi of Lakshmi of Lakshmi. She is real and
original
Lakshmi. So the husband or beloved of Radhika is Madhav, really. And his manifestation was Radha, that Madhav, Neel Madhav. He told that, "I want to take the darshan of Neel Madhav." But in the meantime they went to another place. And he could not know the way, how to go there, how to take that. But he was so much hankering to take the darshan of Madhav, Neel Madhav. He called his counselors and told that you should manage to search where Neel Madhav is. Anyhow, anywhere in India. So you should send some messengers to research where he is. He sent four persons in four directions. His priest's son also was sent. He went in the south and east. And all went here and there. They began to search, where is Neel Madhav? After 2-3 months, all returned except priest's son. His name was Vidyapati. Vidyapati is not returned, but all returned. And telling that, "We have not discovered where Neel Madhav is." This Vidyapati went in the south and east on the bank of sea, Indian Ocean, near Puri. But at that time it was not named Puri, Nilachal, Jagannath. Only it was sea coast and a very big mountain there. So it is called Nilachal, still Nilachal. He went there and wanted to discover where and search where is Madhav, Neel Madhav. But he could not get any trace. One day he was walking through sea and it was evening, night was to come. He came nearer a village and he told villagers that, "I want to be hosted anywhere, so any good place should be given to me." They told that the senior person in this village, he is a priest of any devata, goddess, and you can go there. He honors each, everyone. For newcomer, he manages everything. Therefore, Mahaprasadam, living, lodging and everything. He went to that, there. But he was not there. He comes Delhi after serving and worshipping any god, goddess, and he returns about 10 in night. A very beautiful daughter was there. He was of about of 20-24, very beautiful, unmarried, but very beautiful. When he went there and asked for her father, he told that my father has gone anywhere. You can come to me and I will give you room to stay and I will arrange everything because my father does all these things. So he went with her and he prepared everything and he gave Mahaprasadam to him and he too. In night her father came and he told everything. He told that in morning we will meet. So in morning he met. He told, yes, you can be here for some time. But so much fragrance was coming from his body. He wanted to know from where he is coming, but he hid everything. He did not tell from where I am coming. He something thought in his mind that it may be that he is coming from
Nilmadhav.
So I should be here anyhow, hiding my that thing, and I should be here. And I should try to search here, Nilmadhav. He made friendship with his daughter. And the friendship was so thick, high, went, thick, that the girl told that I will marry this boy. And if I am not married, I will not keep my life. His father told that, oh yes, he is bona fide. He is also a devotee. Very beautiful life. And he married that girl. He became a family man. Ask in time. You should ask. She asked, but he could not answer. He did not answer anything. Then he told that my husband wants to go with you where you are going to worship that deity. He told that I cannot take him. She told that if you will not take him, then I will take some poison, I will die. Then he tells that I will take him, but binding his eyes with black. He became ready. A bullock cart was ready there, and he was binded, and he was kept on the cart. But skillfully, the daughter had gained a potali, a something in covered in a torn cloth, and that was the seeds of
mustard seed.
Mustard seed. Very little. And it was rainy season. So he thought that my wife has given very cleverly this to fill something whole way. And in rainy season it will come out and they will be grown and flowers will come and the path will be discovered. So he took it and began to fell one
in the crop.
At last a hill came and the bullock cart was stopped there. And he took him with his hand up to the hill and there he opened that. He said, a beautiful deity was there, in a cave or anywhere, very beautiful. He told that, my boy, my son, you should wait me here and I'm going to pick up some flowers and making some arrangement to Chandan. And he went to pick up some flowers and in the meantime there was a very beautiful pond there and the tree was there. A crow was sitting on the tree but he was sleeping and he fell down in the pond. At once he died, but his soul came out four-handed, very beautiful. And a chariot, golden chariot, came and took him and he went to bed. Oh, very powerful this pond. Then I will climb on the tree and jump from there and it will be four-handed and he go there. When he was going on, climbing
on the tree.
On the tree. At once his father-in-law came and, oh, why you are going there? Come on. And also he heard a
sky sound.
Sky. Don't die. You'll have to do so many things. I'm Neel Madhav telling. So don't die. And wait. Then he came down and his father-in-law took him inside the temple and he worshipped and everything was done. And after he climbed the
he closed his eyes
by that thing.
Black cloth.
And he took him to house. After some time Vidyapati told to his wife that you should wait for me. I'm going anywhere. And he told all these facts to her. All these things. And he went to the capital of that Indradyumna Maharaj where he was waiting, and it took about 6 months or more. He returned and told Indradyumna Maharaj, I have discovered. You can go and see, take darshan. And I think that you will be also 400 and we will all and we will go to Vaikuntha. No doubt at all. Then Indradev Maharaj with his whole family, his wealth, all the ministers and all the followers, he came there. It took some about 1 year to reach there. But he saw that when he went there, he saw that heap of sand has covered all the way, mountain, everything. No trace at all. No, the seeds, plants were there, all covered. He could not find Neel Madhav. So he became worried. King had told himself in his heart, then I came here but not seeing Neel Madhav, so I should fast and I should die. He gave up all things like Parikshit Maharaj and he sat on the side of sea that, oh Neel Madhav Prabhu, if you are not giving darshan, that I will die without taking water or anything. And he stopped. Brahma came at once and told, don't worry. You should go with me to Brahmalok. And there we will see Vaikunth and we will see Radha Madhav, Neel Madhav there. Brahma took him and went at once in the sky and he went to Vaikuntha. Here Neel Madhav was there. He saw that and became so pleased, glad to see. And he requested that, I want to worship you in this world where you were, and you should permit me and you should come with me there. he told that I will not come in this form, in Nilmadha form, but I will come in four forms. And we will call there Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and
Sudarshan.
You should go and wait for me. A trunk will come in sea.
Tree trunk.
Tree trunks will come in sea. And there will be rays. And there will be a shine of stamp of Chakradeya everywhere. Very beautiful, very hard. And you should pick up from the sea and we will be there. Daru Brahma. Daru means wood.
Wood.
Then he returned from there, and in the meantime, whole world was changed because he took so much time. Everything. He came, and again he was meditating Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. In the meantime, he saw the tree trunks, radish, floating, coming. Then King Indradum became so glad, and he tried his utmost with his all power to bring them on the land, but he could not do. He bring so many, bring the father-in-law of your Vidyapati and Vidyapati. They are my servants, eternal servants, and they will do everything, and then I will come. Then Vidyapati and his Vishwavastu, his name was, his father-in-law, both came and requested and worshipped, and the golden chariot was brought there, and he both took in their hands, and he became so light and went on the chariot. And easily he came to the place where now is temple. And there he wanted to meet them as a deity of Jagannath Bhagavad. He called all the carpenters to make this deity. But it was so hard that any weapon cannot crash anything. In the meantime, and all Brahmin came, very beautiful. This was like quite as by myself, more than. But he was so beautiful. He told that I am a carpenter, but Brahmin, my job is to make beauty. I can make beauty. He became so beautiful. He told that, make a room very big and give three
trunks
there. And I will go, and in 21 days I will go, everything ready.
None can disturb me.
But you see that none can disturb me. Don't open the door within 21 days. And he took his all instruments and went there, and he closed the door and told that, don't disturb me. When 10 days went, but no sound, nothing, then the queen of Indradyumna Maharaj, that name was
Gundicha.
He told that, Brahman has gone to suicide perhaps. No sound, nothing, he will die. We should see that what he is doing, no sound coming. Perhaps he is dead. And we'll have to take Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya, you know?
Killing
of any Brahmin. That thing will come to us. So, you should open the door. King was telling that, wait a little, but he could not see, he could not hear. And he himself went and ordered that he should open the door. And it was cut the door and opened. queen and consulting their printer. He smiles only. Oh, you have done wrong. Why you open the door in not just time? Before time you have. So I could not make ready only something, only round eyes and up to this and this and nothing I have done. And telling them, you should worship the deities as they are. And he smiled and he vanished. He was Jagannath himself. Now Brahma came. They requested that you should establish Sri Vigraha. He told them no use of establish. He is established. He is saying, Brahma, we can do Abhishek. Abhishek, you know, the water, ghee, madhu, and all this with many mantras, so many things. It takes time, about 8 hours. Some fire
sacrifices
and all are done there. So learned scholars on Vedas, they come and do, recite mantra. Om Sahasra Sri Sapurusha. Brahma told that no need at all. He is established, but we can do Abhishek Guru. Abhishek and he established. Jagannath told that now I am so glad you have served me so much. You can have any benediction to king. King told that I want that I should have no children. No son or no daughter. He told you why? That they will, after some time they will quarrel. That this is mine, this is mine. And they will control everything. They will control also me. Like now it is going on. So I want that no inheritance. Inherit.
Heir. Yes, inherit.
Heir should be. There will be selected only. Those will worship. They will have faith on that. Otherwise, if my son will be there, he will try to control all things. And he will take some benefit, money and all this, and he will be guilty. He will do offenses. So I don't want. I want that I should forever serve him. Then think that Jagannath Dev also told that my servants, Vidyapati, who has discovered me. He has 2 wives. One in home, Brahmin family. And one is of Sabarish. Where his father-in-law has given his daughter to. So 2 wives. And they are children both now. So the Brahmin wife's children will worship Thakurji forever. And the sons of
Sabar,
that Sabar, second marriage, Bala, that should cook everything and manage everything. No harm if they are of low cost. And they also do everything. And especially in the month of Ashar, this is going on. My chariot will also will be there. And the sons and family of that
Vishwabhasu,
Shabar, they will cook, they will give me anything, they will worship, they will do everything.
9 days.
No one can hate. And they will be master of for these days. 15 days plus 9 days, they will be master. And they will be called Daita. Daita, you know? Daitas. Very beloved. That is, when Jagannath goes, climbs on the chariot, so big, and so fat, so strong, about hundreds, they take Jagannath and they
bind
Jagannath
here.
And giving so many gali,
abuses.
Your mother is that. You have no mother at all. Without mother you have come.
You have no father.
You have no actually any father. Without father and mother you have taken birth. You have so many fathers. You have so many mothers. So it is not proper that true that from whom you have come. So abusing Krishna and Krishna laughing and his goat and like this and goes and climbs something.
Chariot.
Sometimes going up and again
come down.
No one can
control
him. So anyhow he goes on that. And then he goes to Sundarachalam Vrindavan. And he
55 meters.
Then he goes to Sundarachalam and Vrindavan with his brother and sister, Baldev Prabhu and
Subhadra Devi.
Lakshmi Devi tells Lakshmana Bimala, Bimala Devi there. She tells that now you have become weak. You have some
stomach problem. And fever.
You can go in change anywhere here, not so long. For. So Krishna strictly hiding something, he takes his brother and sister with him. And really he is going to meet gopis in Vrindavan. So he lives there 9 days. This is 5th day today. Lakshmi goes to search where my husband has gone and not returned.
Tomorrow.
Hera Panchami. Is it written tomorrow?
You said this morning it was tomorrow.
I don't remember. He couldn't see. Anyhow, I've told 55 minutes. So I'm taking rest now. And tomorrow, the rest I will tell everything. In morning and evening. So many things. So many good things, teachings in this. King made Pratap Rudra with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he made, what was the teaching, how Swarup Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking to each other. Very good things and helping in our Krishna consciousness. So I will explain tomorrow in morning and evening. We should all try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Don't fear, take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. All the problems will be solved so easy. Only problem is that we are not taking darshan of Krishna. Only these problems. Mind is not controlled. So, by chanting, remembering and hearing all these things, we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness and be bona fide devotees. And only in this human form we can serve Krishna and we can have darshan. We can do progress in this, otherwise not. So this human body is very valuable for us. And we'll try to take darshan of Krishna in this life. So we should be very sincere. If you are sincere, you have no qualification, anything, yet Krishna will have mercy, so much mercy on you. And if you will be so clever and use your intelligence there, then you will have like zero, nothing. So be sincere and try to give up everything, like Saranagati, 600. This will give you one kirtan.
Because one of our god sisters called yesterday and she asked me to tell you, Mohana is sending her humble pranam and is saying, take a heart out of your pocket and bring it to Vrindavan and give it to Radha Krishna.
Mohana.
Mohana.
Oh, Mohana is very good devotee. Very good. I know her.
She just called. I told her, you can talk to Maharaj, but she
I know him. Her. She is very bona fide, very good devotee.
She requests to take her heart in your pocket and put the lotus feet of Radha Govinda.
Yes, yes. It has been done.